News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Winterville Show. Hi, my name is Brett. I don't know your name. What is your name? Who are you?
Moses.
Malone?
Malone.
Who are you?
Matthew.
Matthew.
I'm a Mateo.
What's your last name?
Doherty.
Matthew. Oh, you're Matt Doherty.
Yes.
That's been a while.
It's been, how you doing?
I haven't seen you turkey since before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Hey. The boys are back in town. It's good to have you back, Coach.
Good play, TJ.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's always
good to be back.
Yeah.
I'm eating some old Halloween candy left over from the Duffy Evans studio.
Are you kidding? No. You ate like 6 bags of sweet tarts. I remember that.
Smarties. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 23 was the number of the little roll Smarties. Yeah. And they had a bunch of leftover lollipops.
I never understood people who eat Smarties. I've never understood it because it's like eating baby aspirin. I don't like the way they taste.
I love baby aspirin.
Well, don't do that.
I mean, I did as a kid.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I tried to sneak a couple of St. Joseph baby. They were good.
Yes.
I grew up, you know, middle class, lower middle class, so that was kind of candy to me.
No, it's not.
It wasn't?
That's medicine. That is
really?
Medicine. Yes, it's medicine. Come on now.
I took the childproof caps as a challenge, but I don't know if they were childproof back then.
All you had to do was get a pair of pliers, and you could kind of...
Just had to open it.
That's it. Coach, it's good to have you here, and I'm happy that you're here. There's a lot of stuff out there happening.
Yeah.
First of all, I hope you had a very happy Thanksgiving.
I had a great Thanksgiving.
And I saw you were... you know what he was doing? He was slumming. He was slumming there at the Auburn Bama game.
Iron Bowl, man.
See, this
first time down. I've been to Tuscaloosa once or twice as a scout for the Pacers, but that's the first time I went to a football game down here.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that hit me, one, it's a beautiful campus. Their fraternities and sororities are like, I played golf yesterday at Charlotte Country Club, beautiful club.
Mm-hmm.
Their fraternities and sororities are like Charlotte Country Club. That size, that beautiful, that grand, amazing, how big these places were.
Mm-hmm.
And they care a little bit about football.
Were you in a fraternity?
Yes. It was the UNC basketball fraternity.
Okay. So perfect analogy. Because did you miss that fraternity thing that you would see the guys partying and the girls and the stuff? And
the good thing about being fraternity, we had access to every one of the other fraternities.
Mm-hmm.
So I used
Very
to joke,
nice.
Like, we'd drink their beer and talk to their
friends. Girlfriends.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And so we didn't have to pay dues, and we didn't have to get, you know, like, go through hazing.
That's a good point. You went through something tougher than hazing, though. I think with training and
2-a-days and preseason mile runs and things like that. That was our dues and hazing. But no, I didn't. I came from New York, and you come down. You like, I don't know when Animal House came out.
Like 77?
So in my mind, like, that's what I'm thinking, right? I mean, here's the Fidel House. Here's the Deeks and, you know, all these. I mean, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
But boy, you know, they could throw a party.
You see that Sam Bankman-Fried guy that crashed?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Doesn't he look like Blutarsky? Doesn't he look like, John Belushi's character?
After a diet. How about it? What a mess that is.
Oh, it's disgraceful.
Yeah.
It's disgraceful.
It's... And he's getting to talk and act like, was he in the Bahamas or where is
he? He's in the Bahamas. He hasn't left. TJ, give me this cut for Coach, because you got to hear this. He was doing that interview yesterday with the deal book over at the New York Times. Andrew Ross Sorkin was doing the interview with him. Listen to what he says. He says cut number 34, SBF cut number 34.
There's going to be a time and a place for me to sort of think about myself and my own future, but I don't think this is it. Like, right now, I mean, look, I've had a bad month. This has not been any fun for me, but that's not what matters here. Like, what matters here is the millions of customers. What matters here is all the stakeholders in FTX.
You worked on the street. Would you give that guy a nickel, dime, or penny of your money?
This is what... When crypto came out, Bitcoin and all that.
Right.
I'm a fundamental guy, and at 60, I'm starting to have more confidence in my ability to discern certain situations. Like, there's always a fear. Maybe I'm not... Maybe I'm looking at that wrong, and, you know, like, that's... maybe there's something to that. But when that came out, I'm like... Fundamentally, how does this work? Like, what? Like, so you're selling me what? What do I have? Can you just make more of it? Is there any gold behind it? What is behind this Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and all that? It scared the heck out of me.
Yep.
But there's the FOMO, the fear of missing out.
That's right.
Right? So it plays on your emotion. And you're like, but you have to have some discipline. So... I had some friends that were in it. Yeah, crypto, Bitcoin, you got to get in this. So I did. I said, you know what? If I want to learn about it, I'm going to throw $100 in it. I'm not throwing 1,000. I'm not throwing 10 grand. I'm not throwing 100 grand. I'm going to throw in. Wise advice. Invest in what you know or people you trust. I didn't know Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, and I didn't trust anybody in that space.
But what about all the celebrities? The Tom Brady and all these celebrities said it was a good thing to do. Tom, you know, all these guys.
There's a thing growing up in New York, a term called suckers, right? And like, how many people bought the Brooklyn Bridge? There's a lot of paper on the Brooklyn Bridge. A lot of people have paper, like deeds, and, you know, that's my bridge. No, that's my bridge. I bought that bridge. Right. You bought that bridge? I thought I bought that bridge.
Right.
So it's amazing that people that smart can be suckered in. Johnny Damon?
Matt Damon.
No, the baseball player.
Oh, Johnny Damon, yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Damon. Don't correct me on your show. He got sucked into the Madoff.
Yeah, that's right.
He lost money with Madoff.
He avoided
a lot of the Mets. Some Mets people.
Yep, that's right.
Got so there are smart people that get suckered in because you trust but verify. It's tough to verify, right? If you came to me with a deal and said, "Yeah, it's a good deal, Matt. Let's do it." Minimum investments, whatever, 50 grand, 100 grand. Really? Okay. Yeah. You just think it's okay. And some people will just do it. I say, all right, you know, listen, Brett, I really like you, but I've got to verify that this is legit I can't. So it's in negotiations. You defer to a higher power. Right. So it's like, I can't do this without talking to my wife. I can't do it without talking to my attorney. I can't do this without talking to my investment advisor.
Absolutely.
I think it's a great idea, but.
Right.
Trust but verify. Some people don't have those systems in place to protect them against themselves.
Honey, we bought a timeshare. Congratulations. Merry Christmas. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We got plenty more straight ahead. Do you know the Hunter Biden laptop's real?
What?
Yeah, we'll talk
no way.
It. We'll talk about it.